our glorious Lord. We turn our eyes to you, O God. Hallelujah. O Jesus, we recognize your presence. Lord, we worship you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We praise you. We exalt you. We acknowledge your majesty, O God. Glorious Lord. O God, we worship you. We praise you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God. We're so grateful that we could come together, Father, and just worship you, exalt you, recognize that you're in our midst. We're so grateful you made that promise, our Lord and Savior, that where two or three are gathered together, you are here. Lord, we worship you. We bow before you, and we give you all the glory and honor. You are our Redeemer, our Savior. And Lord, we want to, if we can in some way, bless your heart. Offer up a sacrifice of praise. Let our hearts express the joy, the freedom that you've given us through your sacrifice. We thank you, Lord. And we give you all the praise and glory. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. There's a wonderful hymn in our hymnal. It's 483. All that thrills my soul is Jesus. And while you're turning to that, I just want to mention, or rather just dispense of something quickly. I'd like to do something a little different than I usually do for tomorrow morning's worship, which is here at... is it 9? I'm trying to remember. 9:30 here. And I'm going to ask the gentleman to help me pass this out. You might have a chance this evening or maybe early tomorrow morning to look at this and to read Psalm 32. We're going to be looking at Psalm 32, a great psalm. And there's some questions here. You'll have this. If you do get a chance to do it, it might make our discussion time a lot more, well, it'll be good, and I won't do all the talking. So, gentlemen, thank you. I think I have enough. If you're considered a couple, then share. Okay, all right. I think I might have enough for everyone here. While they're being distributed, I wanted to mention that I was so blessed by the testimonies the other night by the staff. My beautiful daughter, Sarah, said to me, "Dad, I could have done so much better." Well, I was blessed by it, Sarah, because I knew it was from your heart. And I'm glad that you want to give the Lord better. You might have that opportunity tonight. So it's so good to stand up, declare, and decree the greatness of God. There was a woman in Kingsburg named Joyce, and she had a habit of testifying, which was a great thing to do, to give God the glory. No problem. Sister Joyce would get up, and I had the meeting one time, and she testified. And then a little while into the meeting, she said, "Brother Keith, I just have to get up again." And I said, "You know, if your name was Pete, it would be repeat. But since your name is Joyce, it's rejoice." It makes sense, doesn't it? And so she got up, and she was a blessing the second time. So having said that, I think it would be good tonight among our staff. And guests, please don't feel shut out. But it would be good if there were at least 6 testimonies tonight, and we call on each other. Now, I know it's a lot of fun, and it's okay to be lighthearted, but speak from your heart. Share something that God is doing in your life. We need to hear it. We want to hear it. You don't have to invent something. You don't have to be nervous. We're a body of Christ. But recall how blessed we are when you share, and how blessed you are when you share. All right? So it's not a game, but, sometimes we need a little help. And I had some really good, faithful servants and saints in my life who helped me. And let's do that and be a blessing, shall we? But first, we're going to sing this glorious hymn. Shall we stand? Christ excite you? You know, I saw something interesting. I was with Brother Tom, and he said, "Oh, and there's an old friend." And Brother Tom and I were enjoying a nice bowl of chili. But forget the chili; he had to run out to see that friend, and I went with him. And I walked out there, and they greeted with such enthusiasm. They must have hugged for like 10 minutes. And I awkwardly stood there. But I could tell that they were thrilled to see each other. And that's nice, isn't it? I remember one person that I ran into, hadn't seen in a long time. And it was interesting, their demeanor. Because they came up to me and said, "Hi, it's good to see you again." And I didn't just feel like I believed them. Well, I want to say tonight, look, Let's enjoy Jesus. Let's embrace him. You know what the psalmist says? I think it's 141. David got it. They knew a lot about sacrifices and ceremonies and services. And David said, no. He says, my prayers are like the incense. He says, I lift my arms as the evening sacrifice. Why can't we do that? We can, can't we? Let's sing this last verse and let's offer up praise to our Lord. Now, maybe you want to raise your hands. It's okay. You want to open your arms and say, Lord, I embrace you tonight, that's okay, do it. Let's just be free to enjoy the presence of the Lord and see what he'll do. Let's sing the fifth and then let's worship the Lord.
By the crystal flowing river, with the ransomed I will sing.
Wonderful, wonderful Lord. sing, we praise you, dear Lord Jesus. Be glorified, O God. You are awesome, Lord. We worship you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Shall we be seated? Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Let's pray for the girls tonight. If you'll join me in just taking faith and believing. You know it's good to throw as much prayer as you can for that village. I mentioned to the staff, and I want to say to the staff, thank you for making that staff prayer meeting count. And that's how I felt afterwards. You participated, you prayed, your prayers were sincere. And I know heaven's heard. That's good work. And keep it up. And I mentioned to them during the day, when you think of the village, if you hear the word village, why shouldn't we say, God, meet them, right? And offer up a prayer in Jesus' name. Throughout the day, it'll make a difference. It'll make a big difference. So let's call on the Lord. Will you join me and have faith and believe the Lord to meet them? Oh, God, come to them, Lord. Come to them, dear Father. Oh, Lord Jesus, we call on your name. We call once again that you'll work in a mighty way, Lord Jesus. We praise you. We honor you because you're so faithful, so good. Lord, you have so much on your great heart for them. And we pray that none of that will be left behind. None of that, Lord, will be left in heaven. You'll pour it all out. And so we ask God tonight again. We come before you again, persistently knocking and asking, Lord, seeking that you will meet the counselors, strengthen them tonight. Lord, may they have a good rest. May the camp down there rest peacefully, Lord. The children, dear God, on their first night. Lord, you give your beloved sleep, and we pray you'll do that for them, that tomorrow they might be refreshed. And we pray, God, that you'll sow into counselor and camper. We include the cottage, all that you have for them. We're praying this. We ask again that you'll keep them under the blood, keep them protected, dear God, from the little things, from the big things. Lord, we ask your great and mighty hand to be over the camp in a mighty way, in your great protection. We trust you to do this. And we want to ask this, Father, that you will pour out your Holy Spirit however you see fit. Lord, we have our ideas, but you work in your way. You meet them, shepherd of the sheep, as you know how. We trust you to do this, and we ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Well, this is a great job because I get to pick the hymns and pick the people to testify. Well, I'm not going to pick them all, but I am going to. And you know, I want to say, if you don't get picked tonight, like I say, it's not a game. So if you don't get picked, you don't need to get picked to stand up. You can interrupt at any time and say, Brother Keith, I'm praising the Lord. And I'll tell you, I'll be blessed. So feel free tonight. But I'm going to start with, thanking the Lord for, yes, a good friend of mine. We go way back to when she was just a mere waitress. But I have to say that every time I walked into that dining room, she greeted me with a big smile. And no wonder she's called Sister Grace. So it would be great to hear from you. Well, thank you for sharing. And for some of you who haven't been picked, you are chosen. And the week is young. But it's been such a blessing to hear from you. And it's so good to stand up, declare, decree what God is working in our lives. I often remind myself, I remind the congregation, the body of Christ, of how easy it is to use negative words. We don't even realize it. You know, I'll give you some examples. No, I better not. But, you know, we use them every day. If it doesn't go our way, if we don't like it, if the situation, you know, it keeps coming to mind, I'm going to say it, you know, I hear it a lot. You know, this rots. That doesn't sound like abundant life. And I catch myself saying that, you know. You know what gets me really going and gets me to use negative words? My car. I hate car trouble. I just, you know, if the house, something breaks in the house, I'll get it fixed. Don't worry, we'll get it fixed. We'll call Brother Tom. Tom, what's your number again? But you know, but the car, you can't live with them, you can't live without car. You need the car. And I'll find myself, my wife will say, well, what are we going to do? And I'll say, about what? The dumb car? And I find myself using negative words. And it happens so easily, right? I can't figure out what's wrong with that piece of junk. Now, all those things are true, but they're not helpful. And I remind myself and I remind the body of Christ, it's so easy to use negative words, that why not make a habit, make a practice of when we're in church to say, God, I do worship you, I do praise you, to stand on your feet, even though there's turmoil inside, and say, God is faithful, God is good. This is where it's easy. I've often said that services are our spiritual boot camp. This is where we're with the body of Christ, and these things that we need to form as good, healthy spiritual habits in our life, they're going to be easier to do in the body of Christ. So jump at the opportunity, right, to learn. And we've been blessed by also on the other end just hearing what God is doing in your life, where you're at. So if you haven't gotten up tonight, you haven't gotten a chance, this week, beat me to the punch. Here's another thing. Instead of someone else choosing you, what if the Holy Spirit picked you? Like he did Joel tonight. And said, Joel stood up and nobody picked him, but the Holy Spirit said, Joel, get up. And Joel, that was a blessing. What God is doing. You know, you've increased it by glorifying him. So good stuff. Let's sing 309. 309. Let's rejoice what God is doing. And why don't we stand together if you will. Thank you, Lord. We do thank you.
One by one, count your blessings. See. When you look at others with their lands and gold, think that Christ has promised you his wealth untold. Count your many blessings money cannot buy, your reward in heaven or your home on high. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done.
Shall we be seated on the fourth?
So amid the conflict, whether great or small, do not be discouraged, yes, God's over all. Count your many blessings, angels will attend. Help and comfort give you to the journey's end. Count your blessings, name them one by one. See what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done.
Yes, Lord, oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank thee, oh, Lord, we thank thee. Your name, O God, praise you, Lord. O God, we do thank you, Lord, for our many blessings, for your faithfulness to us. O God, we're thankful that even when we lose sight, when we get discouraged, Lord, when our eyes fall upon the many obstacles that maybe surround us, that you are the lifter of our heads. And you are the good shepherd. That, Lord, how often you have reached down right where we are and lifted us up. Oh, we thank you for that. Your grace and, Lord, your compassion and mercy is wonderful. And we want to thank you tonight. Our praise is not out of habit or form. Our praise is out of the mouth of redeemed who you have bought. And we now know how precious you are. How awesome you are. Oh God, give us a greater love for you. Give us, Lord, a love that will cause us to express that daily and freely. We desire this. In Jesus' name, amen.